What's involved in being Christ's disciple? Well, first of all, of course, we must maintain a daily fellowship with the Lord. And that requires three things. First of all, the Bible is the means by which God speaks to us. And during the day and age in which you and I live, it is of tremendous importance that we remember that. All too many are waiting for some voice from heaven, a special vision of some kind. But Peter, who received a special vision from God and heard a voice from heaven when he saw the Son of God transfigured before him, does not encourage you and me to sit around and wait for something like that to happen to us. No, he says, we have a more sure word of prophecy to which we are doing well if we give heed to it, as to a lamp shining in a dark place. The word, wrote the psalmist, is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. God reveals himself and his will to us through the word of God. So before you leave for work, pause a bit, sit down, have a second cup of coffee, and read your Bible. A true disciple maintains daily fellowship with his Lord. Now, secondly, when you are sitting there, spend some time in prayer. This is the other half of the equation. Just as God speaks to us through his word, so we speak to him through prayer. Time and time again, the Lord encourages us to call unto him. So both prayer and the word are absolute musts if we are to maintain a regular fellowship with the Lord. To neglect one makes true fellowship with the Lord ineffective. It's like trying to ride a two-wheel cart through life with one wheel missing. And if you neglect both the word and prayer, it's like trying to move through life with both wheels missing. So take some time, morning by morning, to pause and be refreshed in your soul through fellowship with Christ. But let me give you a little warning and share something that I have learned over the years. It's not easy to do this. The devil will fight this practice tooth and nail. He hates it. Why? Because a life of fellowship with the Lord is the key to a fruitful life, a joyful life, and a life that glorifies God. But keep at it. Peter tells us to resist the devil, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. What does that mean? It means that it's no easier for your pastor or a missionary or the president of a Bible school to maintain the practice of prayer and Bible reading than it is for you. One last thought. When God does speak to you, obey what he says. Remember, obedience is a vital part of fellowship with God. Why? Because God cannot bless a life that is lived in opposition to him. And besides all that, to try to oppose the Lord is hard work. He is wiser than you. He is more powerful than you. So rather than have all that power and wisdom working against you, fall in step with his will, and you will have all that power and wisdom working on your behalf. Think of it. Almighty God himself guiding you through life and enabling you by his power to live a life of true fellowship with Christ.